from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wilson, Dustin Fox, it is Afternoon Drive. It is an F-Off Friday. It is a Football Friday.
Sort of.
We got Mac Robinson
on the
board.
But it is an F-Off Friday, and we're just going to F around.
It's never not an F-Off Friday.
A lot of F-ing around.
When it involves you and me, Mac Robinson on the board today, Jax Gregory behind the glassy knoll. Had chocolate milk with his pizza today, guys. He is living
what is
his...
What Jim Harbaugh?
I believe he's a toddler. I believe that's the end result there. With love and respect, of course. Jake Murn on the 2020s today. But it is an F-Off Friday. There is a preseason game coming up tomorrow. We will at some point get to that. But how are you, Dusty?
Who do they play again?
I believe they play the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, that's cool.
New man on the Minnesota Vikings.
Is it not, new man or no man?
It's
new man.
It's
Lizzo?
It is Lizzo. And it's not J.J. McCarthy.
And it's not me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is on the Minnesota Vikings, but he ain't playing.
I was there for about 2 seconds.
Yeah. You would know because you were on the IR for the 1 year and then the two seconds.
They screwed me.
They did. You want to just say the name? Just say it.
Oh, I mean, it was... You mean to say the name?
Yeah, I want you to say the damn name.
Yeah, you know what? Screw you, Brad Childress.
Brad. I mean, we're talking about a hit or miss name out there. I've known some good Brads. Let's be real out there. There's some good Brads out there in the universe. There are also some other Brads out there in the universe.
Can I tell you a funny story, speaking of the Minnesota Vikings?
You may.
I don't know if I've announced this or whatever, but it doesn't matter. So I've got a new partner at ESPN.
Nice.
His name's Matt Schumacher. And he's got some, I don't know, maybe it's his sister. Someone in his family knows Brad Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's so funny because Brad Johnson, I intercepted him one time in training camp. And I saw him last year at Rondé Barber's Hall of Fame party down in Canton. And I went up to Brad. We talked a little bit. I'm like, hey, Brad. And he remembered who I was, which is, I was worried, you know, he's a veteran and all that stuff. But anyway, the first thing he said to me when I saw him was he remembered that interception in practice. But then what's really funny is my buddy was texting with him and he said, I'm working with Dustin Fox this year. And he said, yeah, that mother sucker picked me off in practice. He goes, it still kills me to this day. The quarterbacks must remember everyone who intercepts them.
Yes, because we are programmed to remember the negative stronger than we are to remember the positive.
For sure.
And yeah.
Like Tom Brady against Penn State, my brother intercepted him. Guarantee Tom Brady remembers that.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Just spring Derek Fox on Tom Brady. Just be like, hey, remember this guy?
It's so weird. Like that guy is so cerebral, and not just him. Most quarterbacks are. They remember like the weirdest stuff.
Yep.
Like he'd probably remember my brother's jersey number. And so like, yeah, Derek Fox, number 4.
It's the McVay thing. It's the Sean McVay thing of you can really remember play by play from college of like things that happened, or when you were calling plays in like 2017, even though you've called like 100 games since then. Dude, I can't remember where I leave my keys most nights.
Same.
Yeah.
I have to have an AirTag on everything.
I imagine, though.
But I could tell you right now, Jason Avant's number.
What's that?
6.
That's a little easier one. In the 80s, that's when my mind starts to jumble up the numbers. Because that started happening at some point in my late 20s, early 30s, where I used to be a savant when it came to remembering numbers.
Number 8, excuse me. I screwed it up. I had to double check myself.
You could have just lied.
Now, someone would double check me. They'd fact check me.
Yeah, like, somebody on Twitter. Just ignore them.
I actually don't even look at my mentions anymore.
Oh, that's freeing.
I rarely check the DMs on there.
That's freeing.
It's very freeing.
Yeah. We are going to get to some Guardians at some point. Might be this segment, might be the next segment. But can I just say?
You can say whatever you want. What you want
to
say.
I need to check a lot of people in the media who I think have got a bad attitude on something. Nick Cage is apparently going to be playing John Madden in a movie.
And people are ripping Nick Cage?
People are ripping the casting, thinking that Nick Cage, that he can't play John Madden. The man played Dracula. He's played himself. He's played...
fantastic movie.
Unbearable Weight. I mean, what are we talking about here?
It's one of the best movies I've seen in the last few years.
So, timing's everything on something like this. If you had said...
Con Air?
Dude.
Nick Cage is one of the best actors of our generation.
Pig with Ty Sheridan, if anybody hasn't seen that.
Family Man?
Even when the movie is bad, Nick Cage is awesome.
Yeah.
So, but my point, Nick Cage is on a heater right now.
What was that movie where he was like the Ghost Rider or something on the motorcycle?
I believe it was Ghost Rider.
Okay.
Yeah.
7 a.m.
Yes. But no, he's on a heater right now.
Yeah.
He's got Unbearable Weight. He's been in like 5 hilarious, amazing movies. I can't remember the one where he's the hitman, the retired hitman who unretires. It'd be funny if it was called The Retired Hitman after me just messing with you there. But the man's on a heater. I think Nick Cage is the part of his career he can't do any wrong. And I'll be honest with you. Like, I've heard, what about John Goodman? One, John Goodman is amazing.
Yeah.
You're just saying that because...
He looks sort of like him.
You mean he's a little bit heavy. Or was heavy once in the day.
Ozempic.
Yeah. Now he's lost the weight, and he does look like a much different person, if in fairness.
Maybe he had the surgery. I don't know. Whatever. He's lost a bunch of weight. I've been watching the show Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, what do you think?
Awesome.
Yeah.
We got recommended to watch it, and so I'm like halfway through the first season.
Takes a little... You got to catch the rhythm, but once you catch the rhythm, it's pretty
fun. I'm vibing with it.
Yeah.
So,
and Walton Goggins is hilarious in it.
Face Off?
Leaving
Las Vegas?
Face Off. Sorry, just want to say that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dude, I'm glad you took me down this rabbit hole.
I just think he can do anything. Like if you said Nick Cage is going to play a rabbit, I'd be like, that's going to be a good movie. Oh, no. Let me rewind that one.
Snake Eyes? 8mm? Gone in 60 seconds? Come on, Eleanor!
Have you not seen Raising Arizona? Do we not say that?
I have not seen that one.
Oh.
Actually.
By the way, elite John Goodman performance, elite Holly Hunter performance, elite, just elite. It's actually one of the Coen brothers' first movies.
It could happen to you?
There's some honestly underrated movie. Guys, it's a chick flick about winning the lottery, and Nick Cage, pretty darn good. It's his most normal role.
Lord of War?
I always confuse that one with The
Wicker Man.
The War Dogs. Not the bees.
Oh, National Treasure! Are you a fan?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
I've seen it like 100 times. Yeah.
Did you watch it last month?
Yeah.
I'm sure you did. I don't know how you find the time to watch all these movies.
Because I tend to do a lot of things at once.
So you multitask. You're like have the movie on kind of background.
Yeah. Right? Like I'll be watching the game on my TV. Or no, that's strike that in reverse. Because usually I let the family have the TV and I'll be watching the game on my phone. And then periodically tweeting, texting, having conversations, paying attention to my family. ADHD is a blessing and a curse. I just think I think I saw Ken, and I'm not trying to. I know us in the morning boys, we sideswipe each other a lot here. I'm not trying to jam him up on this. I just want to know, what about Nick Cage makes you doubt his ability to play John Madden? Also, what about John Madden makes John Madden tough to play? Like, he kind of had some weird, bam, pow. I'm going to make him sound like Batman now. Boom. Nick Cage can't do that? Say things with gusto? Listen, it might end up being the worst movie that ever made. But he'll be good in it. And I just, my simple shout out there is.
Is he going to put on some weight? Or has he?
I don't know. He would. He'll tell you that he would. But I think a fat suit in today's day and age will just work just fine. I think the hair is going to be the bigger issue. Nick finally figured out how to work that lettuce up top because he doesn't have a lot of lettuce.
It's all about coverage.
Yeah. So I think it's got to go wig. And wigs are dicey, man. Wigs can make or break the way you look at somebody. Like, I've seen movies.
How can a dude who's got that much money not just go in and, like call Vanskoy?
I have heard. I don't know. But, Ben Affleck? Guys, Ben Affleck has had the good plugs for a long time.
I'm going to be at Vanskoy in, the next 3 years.
I might be there tomorrow.
I got to keep this lettuce tight.
Yeah. I just got to stop losing the lettuce that I do have. But here's the thing. This is a very true story. Apparently, and then I'm going to go to Meryl Streep because we're just going to start the day talking about movies because it's an NFL Friday. Preseason game number 2, by the way, tomorrow. But apparently Meryl Streep, when she's considering a role, she has a whole department. They mock up a look, and then she'll go in as her final decision. She'll get dressed up as the character, and if she doesn't see it, she won't do it. She has a costume team. Just chilling out. Just we're doing a Driving Miss Daisy reboot. Here's the get up. Come on by at 3:00. Spend a couple hours dressed up as that person. Let's see if it makes sense. Let's see here. Let's go. Czar, we rarely take calls in the first segment, but you're special and you want to talk about Nick Cage. What do you have for us?
Yeah, I got some Nick Cage trivia for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you've seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yes, sir.
Do you know Nick Cage was originally cast to be Spicoli?
I actually did know that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm wasting my time.
No. That's a good factoid about Nick Cage. And it would have been a completely different movie if Nick Cage had been Spicoli. And honestly, our concept of stoner culture would be totally different because Sean Penn kind of created the archetype of the stoner that then became repeated 100 times over in American history and cinematic history.
Now, okay, everybody's talking about his movies, and it kind of gets glossed over. Do you remember that he was married to Lisa Marie Presley, and he had this smoking old comic book collection, and she made him sell it off?
Yep, that should have been the first key right there, buddy boy.
Yeah.
When they make you start selling stuff, you got to start questioning the old... the reason they're there. Czar, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. John Goodman. Okay. Stop just naming fat actors or guys who used to be fat. What about Will Sasso? Well, he's large. Yes, I get it. Right? Nick Cage can pull off fat. All right? The man could do anything.
Yeah. What was that movie you said he was just kind of chubby in?
Did I say that?
I thought you did.
Did you just think it?
Maybe.
By the way, the retirement plan is another one here recently that is so funny and very meta in a perfect performance. 216-474-0092. Nick Cage is going to play John Madden. Do you like this idea? And if not, if you're going to poo-poo this idea, Ken Carmen, I heard you, buddy boy. As I saw you on social media. I want to know. Find me a better John Madden than Nick Cage, and I will probably shoot it down and poo-poo all over it. But we've got Hulk Hogan coming up at 3:20 today, brother. We'll talk about his new Hulk Hogan beer that's coming out or that has come out. Ohio is the 10th state to open up to Hulk Hogan beer, brother. And so we got that coming up. We got Mary Kay Cabot coming up at 5:20 today. All the latest on Deshaun, how he's looking, how maybe Deshaun's playing. We'll also get you ready for preseason game number 2, but I was looking at the Guardians' remaining schedule, and I think I don't know if you're going to see it as a silver lining. I think there's something obvious that I saw that I think we should all see when we look at the Guardians' final 40 games of the season. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.